Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Turkey's president says his air and ground offensive has killed over 100, in his words, terrorists in its invasion of northern Syria. It's unclear whether those killed were fighting with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The UN Security Council due to meet today to discuss that situation. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is condemning the Turkish invasion, and some Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill are working up bipartisan legislation that would place sanctions on Turkey for launching that assault. This all comes just days after President Trump ordered a pullout of U.S. forces from that region.
It became very clear that there were American soldiers that were going to be at risk, and the president made a decision to put them in a place where they were out of harm's way. That's what we've done.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the decision, speaking about it on PBS NewsHour. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Planned power outages continuing in the state of California, where the dry conditions combined with Santa Ana winds have created concerns that power lines and power poles could come down and spark big wildfires. The governor, Gavin Newsom, sending some mixed messages, though, calling out one utility, PG&E, saying he's outraged because the shutoffs don't need to happen.
They're in bankruptcy because of their terrible management going back decades.
Newsom then in that interview hedged his criticism by saying he believes with the current state of affairs, the shutoffs are appropriate if they do prevent wildfires. First-time claims for unemployment benefits down last week. The Labor Department says around 210,000 Americans filed initial claims, 10,000 fewer than the previous week's revised level. Analysts were expecting to see more filings, about 221,000. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Thousands of protesters, maybe tens of thousands, on both sides are planning to demonstrate outside the Target Center in downtown Minneapolis later today, as President Trump will be holding a campaign rally there this evening. Now, voters in Minnesota have not chosen a Republican president since 1972, but Trump campaign communications chief Tim Murtaugh says,
and we don't look at states as whether or not they're red or blue. We look at them as Trump states. And we think that Minnesota is, without question, a Trump state.
Ellen DeGeneres is now getting even more condemnation, in some cases from other celebrities, after she defended her friendship with former President George W. Bush. After the two were seen sitting together at Sunday's Dallas Cowboys-Green Bay Packers game, DeGeneres said on her talk show, she treats everyone with kindness, even if they have different opinions from hers. Avengers star Mark Ruffalo tweeting on Wednesday, until Bush is brought to justice for the crimes of the Iraq War, quote, we can't even begin to talk about kindness. And actress Susan Sarandon said, it's not just a matter of hanging out with someone with different opinions, but someone accused of being a war criminal.
And thanks to a Howie Kendrick grand slam in the top of the 10th inning last night, the Washington Nationals, and not the Dodgers, will be joining the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Championship Series on Friday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We got Doug Giles with us. Long time since we talked to Doug, but we chased him down. He can run, he can hide, but hey, look at we have our ways. Founder, editor of ClashDaily.com, author of the wild new book, A Coloring Book for College Crybabies. Is it like come with color codes and everything for these college crybabies, Doug?
No, we kind of let them, you know, freewheel. But you know how temperamental the college crybabies can be. They definitely don't color inside the lines when they're raging.
That's right. It's hard to hold steady when you're raging like that. Although I'm surprised that they're raging because they have to do it now silently, right? For the ones that are sensitive, you know, because of all the overload. You know, it's the sensory overload. You know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I don't know if AJ told you or not, but talk about getting hipster dandies, especially the liberals and the never Trumpkins, panties in a twist. I just wrote 2 months ago a new book called "Would Jesus Vote for Trump?" And it's shot to number one, and it's this has been 2 months ago. It's longer than that, 13 weeks. And, brother, I'm telling you, this is one of the most fun, fact-filled things I've ever penned.
Well, and in the book, because I'm sure a copy is in the mail for me to review, and I haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to fly a little bit blind and go by what you're saying here. You put up the question, would Jesus vote for Trump? So what's the answer?
Well, you know, him being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I doubt he'd vote for any human dunderhead, no matter how great they are from a governance standpoint.
Right.
What I did find out, as me and my co-author, Brandon Valerani, paid particular attention to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and Christ's teachings, is that from a biblical basis, like if the Christian takes the implementation of a biblical worldview seriously, then they gotta conclude, like we did in scouring the scripture, that Trump, from a policy standpoint, traditional values, Christian values, policy standpoint, he's the Christian's best buddy.
Right. Well, and that's what Christians have found out. I mean, look what's happening. We're starting to enjoy freedom of religion, freedom of expression. Again, where under Obama, that was getting squashed more and more. You know, the cancel culture, they could care less. I mean, you know, he might as well. They were canceling everything else, so we'll cancel Jesus too, right?
Yeah, that's what Obama did. And I don't know if your listeners remember those abysmal 8 years of nothing but anti-Christian rhetoric from Obama's administration. And, I've never seen, Bill, a more pro-life president than Donald Trump. The first thing he did was, put the kibosh on the Mexico City policy, which sent hundreds of millions of dollars for abortions, you know, worldwide. Yes. That was also the first thing that Obama enacted. And when Trump got behind that desk with Bill Boynt Monica, he said, you know what, that's officially over. Exactly. And here's the thing, all the never Trumpkins are like, well, you know, he's got a naughty past and he does mean tweets. It's like, hey, morons, can you not see what he's doing from a governance standpoint? Are you really in third grade where you can't handle a tough tweet? And are you really blown away that a billionaire that wasn't born again had sex with good-looking models? I'm not. That's what you expect from billionaires who are more lost Britney Spears at a Barnes & Noble read of Kafka Symbolism and Metamorphosis.
Exactly. Yeah, but, you know, they act so shocked and everything, but you're exactly right. I mean, let's bring it down to, you know, the bottom line, as my old mentor used to say to me, Doug, your charm's only as good as your bottom line. You know, unemployment, all-time low. I mean, for all intents and purposes, we're fully employed as a country right now. We've got more jobs than people. I think we've got 7 million jobs still out there being ready to be filled. And
not only that, Bill, but the racist, the guy who hates blacks and Hispanics, all-time record low black unemployment and Latino. And also, he's a sexist. Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
He's also put women to work more than his predecessors, and he's appointed a lot of lower court judges that are females. That's not too shabby, man, for a homophobe, sexist, and a racist Nazi. You know?
Yeah. I know, and it's so funny, Doug. They say, why doesn't he say he's not a racist? I go, well, he's been saying it for the last 20 years. I mean, we've got tape all the way back to 99 where he's just categorically just saying, you know, he's against racism. He's, you know, he's not a white supremacist, you know, time and again, you know, but it's just the mainstream media doesn't listen to that, and they're not about to do any work to research it. They're just going to go on with this broad brush narrative that he is because they say he is.
Yeah, Orange Man Bad, that's the only thing that they can come up with. And I think he's going to trounce Elizabeth Warren or Biden or Bernie or whomever gets the nod from the left, like a narc at a biker party. And
right, exactly.
every time they get overconfident, every time they, you know, they think, aha, we got him, he's Lazarus, he's Deadpool, he resurrects. And, you know, just like Haman, who erected gallows for Mordecai to swing on, well, they end up usually swinging on those gallows. And I like what Bill Barr's doing right now with that bulldog of investigator. I think
exactly.
Yeah, I think Comey's got some bad news. I think McCabe definitely struck Lisa Page, and could go straight to Hillary because she was kind of involved in the Steele dossier.
Yeah, you think? I mean, it's just this potentially. What this is all set up is just whether or not they can really deal with the truth here, Doug. Because I agree with you. I think the other shoe's getting ready to drop, and it's not a light penny loafer here. I think it is has substantial weight, and there's going to be a lot of heads to flow because, you know, this stuff doesn't happen without Barack Obama orchestrating this stuff, just like he did with Lois Lerner and the IRS time and again. I mean, he was the one who was out there telling us that, you know, that, hey, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Of course, we know about how that played out. He's also the one that ran out with Hillary Clinton really quick to tell everybody that, oh, no, Benghazi was all about a movie, right? It was all about a cheap video. Not that they had anything whatsoever to do with what happened to Chris Stevens and three other patriots.
I would love for Trump's legacy not only to be continued economic growth and great national security, and bolstering up our boys in uniform and girls to be the demon-threatening military powerhouse that they are, but sealing up the borders. But also I'd like to see, just like what you said, I'd like to see these real dye-in-the-wool Obama, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, Hillary, Comey, all the other guys wear county orange, man. I'd love to see that happen.
Well,
and if Trump could make that come true, I think I'll get his face tattooed on my shoulder.
Excellent. Well, you know, the other thing, and along those lines, Doug, is that if America would find its moral bearings again, I mean, this is what we've lost in this whole process, is we've disengaged from the moral principles that gives us balance and standing, that would not allow something like the deep state to exist, and the antics of one Joe Biden, along with Hunter Biden, going to Ukraine and China and extrapolating right. tons of dollars at the expense of the American people. I mean, this is totally bogus, you know, what they did. We got to go to a quick break. We got more from Doug Giles after this. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. Doug Giles is with us. Yes, the one and only Doug Giles. Always great to have Doug's perspective here, the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. You know, think about it. The evangelicals, as you say, Doug, it is amazing how critical they can be when you think, well, the whole basis of your faith is God's mercy and grace, that was extended to you. And so now all of a sudden you're not going to extend it to somebody else who, you know, it's like Donald Trump's going around saying, hey, look at, I'm perfect. I've been perfect all my life. He knows he's screwed up. He's apologized. I guess not enough. I guess maybe he needs to, you know, lay himself out for, you know, a public scourging, I guess. And, right. And maybe they might accept it, I guess. I don't know.
And I mean, again, you'd think that the Christian that their funky bottom line base note would be one of grace, mercy, and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And they seek to extend it often to themselves, but when you try to afford it, and not all evangelicals, because he's got huge evangelical support.
But exactly.
There's still the little pockets of, mm-hmm. you know, these uppity evangelicals and Catholics that aren't going to get behind him because, you know, what he did in the past. Oh my God.
Yes.
If anybody put a camera on any one of us 24/7, 365, and they also were able to tap inside of our head and what we say in our private rooms or what we think and in our private rooms and what we say, none of us would have any friends because we're all gross, creepy, and weird as crap.
Right.
And for, you know, you get some fat chunk of lard who's broke, who smells like Cool Ranch Doritos. He's like, I've never committed adultery like Trump did. It's like, nobody wants to commit adultery with you. You're broke. You're ugly. You got halitosis.
And you smell.
And you don't have Swedish supermodels queuing up to bed the stalker of motor oil at Walmart. And you can't, you know, I'm not defending Trump's actions, but OMG, man.
Yep, exactly.
Is there plenty of people in the scripture that had horrible past that God used mightily to shame the wise?
Yep, he did time and time again. And, you know, and even from a standpoint, you know, to me, the major deal breaker and that separates me from the Democratic Party is their position on abortion. I mean, this has become the party of death, clearly, and it shocks me when I do talk with people in the pews and they tell me they vote Democrat. And I'm going,
oh, it's insane.
It just doesn't reconcile with anything that's godly whatsoever. I mean, you just got to be fooling yourself to think otherwise. But, hey, that's the way they roll. There was something that you wrote about, not you, but the group did, at Clash Daily. And this is, of course, in a lot of controversy right now about the Pope. The Amazon Synod is underway. And boy, right off the bat, I mean, there's some squirrely stuff. I mean, and who was it? One of the writers at Fox. He got kicked off of Fox because he mentioned this, and this was a bad deal. You know what happened at the opening of the synod, and you know I'm a Catholic, been born and raised. Doug, I got to tell you, this is problematic, and there's been a lot of other issues that have been problematic for me as a Catholic. And positions that the Pope has taken, but this last episode, I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, you know, my brother and his wife and their whole family, they're Catholic. They believe I'm a believer, even though I'm not a Catholic and stuff. They think I'm a little heretical with Martin Luther leanings and John Calvin and stuff. But
well, we can talk about that, buddy. I'll tell you, you know, because being raised by nuns. And what I was taught about Martin Luther, and in my final analysis after everything was all said and done, because all we were told he was a Protestant, that was it, you know, some bad guy, some heretic, and then you find out later on that he's a devout Catholic, he was a Catholic monk that was pursuing God with all his heart. There was some bad doobie stuff going on, you know, in the church. I mean, selling indulgences, the Pope, and they were fundraising and stuff like that. So after you go in, you do a deep dive into Martin Luther and what he was all about. For me, I determined, hey, I want to hold the nail. I'll meet him there at the Wittenberg door. I want to hold the nail if I could. Hand him the hammer, and you know, I'm right there with him because you know these things need to be called out. I mean, after all, as you said very clearly at the opening of our conversation, hey, we're mere mortals, man. We're nobody's perfect here, and this in this particular case, what the Pope was doing, this is not his his position of infallibility. You know, to do the kind of opening ceremony that he did for the synod here, this is questionable. And I believe that a lot of Catholics, maybe behind closed doors, they're going to have an open conversation like this. Although I did get in trouble here a couple months ago because I mentioned that I thought one of the things a Catholic should do, and I'd mentioned it to a couple of priests, that they should open up and forget about celibacy. that they should open up the opportunity for priests to get married. And it was like one of those, you know, kind of almost a silent golf clap in the background, because you know, they didn't want to get too loud and agree with it. But, you know, you sense that, you know, it's something that needs to be considered. And, of course, this is one of the things the Synod, you know, brought up in the initial opening. So we'll see what happens. But the other stuff, the celebration, the way it was opened up, boy, this is like, this is goofy.
Yeah, you know, it's, being a Protestant, I just keep drilling into my Catholic brothers and sisters. Mine is, you know, church is great, history is great, know the Word of God, and, mm-hmm. and worship the Trinity. Get yes. to know Christ, you know, walk with the Holy Spirit, honor the Father, know the Word, you know, mm-hmm. Churches and stuff like that, you know, they come and go, they rise and fall, they hit dark periods, they hit some great, you know, light periods, but man, your faith is built in nothing less than Jesus and his righteousness.
Amen. That's Amen. No, I agree with you, but I think, you know, in like I've often said, Doug, I don't think Jesus went to the cross to set up denominations, and that's what we have. And there are things, there are takeaways from each denomination out there that is of value. You know, I appreciate Protestants, and, you know, you may not know, but my degree is in theology, and went to a Bible teaching school and was blessed for doing that. And I have been a student of the Bible, you know, for most of my life, and I'm grateful, for that. And I believe that there's elements from the Protestant faith that Catholics can pull, you know, and extract, as there are things from the Catholic Church. Holy Communion in the Catholic Church, there's no comparison. The Protestant churches drive me nuts, frankly, and because the way they treat communion, I'll tell you, it's like chalk getting the chalkboard.
I went to when I moved to from Miami to Austin, we were checking out churches, and now they have gluten free communion, and if you want gluten free, there's one line for you to go to. Nobody serves wine. It's Welch's grape juice. Mm-hmm. To me, you know, I don't think Jesus and the boys are breaking open some grape knee-highs at the Last Supper and clinging them and chugging them down. That doesn't represent, you know, Christ's blood to me.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's jacked, man. And, yeah. So it's more of a lame comedy shows, most evangelical churches. Right. You know, most of them look like teenage nightclubs, and the evangelicals, they put gel in their hairdo for evangelicals, man. They definitely try to keep it hip and cool for the kiddos.
We're a study. I mean, we've got to be entertainment for God. You know, it just looks down every once in a while. It tunes us in like we're the Lucy Show or something. Because it's like we're goofy as all get out, you know, dressed in our own humanity, but for the grace of God, like you said. And we're eternally grateful for that. But, you know, hey, we're getting through the process and, you know, dealing with it. But, you know, we're individually responsible. And this is what God, this is what our Constitution is about. If you want to bring it back to that, is that we are individually accountable and responsible. You really can't blame, you know, the church. We've got the information. Here we are in this information age in which we live in, Doug. We need to know better. That's it.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, you know, going back to the when Jesus spoke for Trump. And
okay, we got about 40 seconds. So go ahead.
Yeah, in 2018, 15 million evangelicals set out during midterms. And, man, you do that in 2020 because, you know, for whatever weird reason you don't want to get behind Trump, then shame on you when your religious liberties and your freedom of expression, right to keep and bear and due process and all this other stuff goes down the crapper. Just because you thought Orange Man was bad.
Exactly. Well, we'll leave it at that and give you the last word. Doug Giles, founder, editor of ClashDaily.com. Doug, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for the time, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Stay ready, Bill.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a
good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens. Both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Turkey's president says his air and ground offensive has killed over 100, in his words, terrorists in its invasion of northern Syria. It's unclear whether those killed were fighting with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The UN Security Council due to meet today to discuss that situation. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is condemning the Turkish invasion, and some Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill are working up bipartisan legislation that would place sanctions on Turkey for launching that assault. This all comes just days after President Trump ordered a pullout of U.S. forces from that region.
It became very clear that there were American soldiers that were going to be at risk, and the president made a decision to put them in a place where they were out of harm's way. That's what we've done.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the decision, speaking about it on PBS NewsHour. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Okay, not here. You know, we don't do gaga. We don't do goo-goo here, okay? We have a lot more respect for our audience than that. No 8-second sound bites. We're going to take you deep into the topic so that, hey, look at you. You come away all the better. I mean, that is our mission every day, is that you're better off as a result of listening to the show. Three compelling hours of, you know, facts, figures, the truth, pursuing it no matter where it leads. You know, we have some fun, too, because... Hey, that's what it's all about. Can't be all super serious stuff. Although we're going to get into a serious topic here in just a moment. You know, I remember hearing that, you know, particularly from some of my aging friends, that it's nice to age gracefully. And, you know, at the time when I heard it, I thought, well, you know, that's kind of a nice sentiment until you get to that point that you are aging. You go, I hope I'm doing it gracefully. And we're going to talk about healthy aging starting with your Medicare plan, okay? Choosing a Medicare plan for 2020 can be simpler with the proper knowledge and resources. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Annual Election Period, AEP, as they say, is here. And it goes through December the 7th. Now, this is the time of the year when people age 65 and older are reviewing their health insurance options. It's important to take care of all facets of well-being as you grow older. But ensuring your physical health is taken care of is essential to healthy aging. Wouldn't you agree? Well, choosing a Medicare plan for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, I understand. So it's important to understand your options. Just slow down. Just take it easy. You know, I keep telling this friend of mine, the 90-year-old retired teacher I spend time with when I come to California. She is just such a dear. I reminded her of Andre DeShields' statement about, you know, slowly. slowly is the fastest way to get there. That's one of the three principles of his life that he holds to. And he shared that with us, you remember, when he won the Tony for Hadestown. And that's kind of been the drumbeat lately. You know, I say to her, and I hear myself saying it to myself, you know, slow down, slowly is the fastest way of getting there. So anyway, that's for what it's worth, I share that with you. So hopefully it blesses you. While it's common to have many questions, Humana believes that with the right information and resources, selecting the right Medicare or Medicare Advantage plan can be simpler. Jeffrey Fernandez of Humana is going to be joining us in just a moment to share some tips on how to choose the right plan this Medicare enrollment period. He's also going to help clarify common misconceptions and share information on the numerous resources available to help meet seniors' health needs. Jeffrey Fernandez, are you with us now?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
You were so quiet there. I was going, I hope he's there. I'm doing this big wind-up in the pitch, and, so good. Yes, always good to connect with you, Jeffrey.
It was such a great intro. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, you were just sitting there just marveling at how great it was, and I just barely even had a chance to brag about you. Jeff is the Vice President of Western Segment with Medicare Advantage with Humana. Jeffrey, you know, I mentioned that the enrollment period just about underway. It actually officially starts on the 10th of October, which is actually today. Today is the official ribbon-cutting ceremony for the opening of the annual, election period, and that will take place all the way, December the 7th, is that right?
Yeah, Bill, actually, one correction on that. It starts on October 15th.
Oh, 15th.
Runs through December. Yeah, the 15th, and runs through December 7th. So, yes, this is that window of opportunity, as you described in your fabulous opening about when your listeners should sit back and review what their current plan looks like, if it's working for them. And if it is, that's great. They don't have to make any change come December 7th. You get automatically re-enrolled back in your current plan. Or if you go out and survey the marketplace and decide that there's a better plan out there for you, you do have to make that change by December 7th in order for it to be effective on January 1st for 2020.
Jeffrey, what's the difference between original Medicare and the Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, Bill, I'm glad you started with that one because that's the one that we get the most questions about. So it's what the people affectionately call the alphabet soup, so to speak, because you have all these different parts with the letters. The Part A, of course, is that hospital component that we all pay taxes towards in our working years. It covers hospitalizations with a deductible and coinsurance when you turn 65. Part B, as in boy, is that outpatient component, which includes the outpatient hospital services, but also the physician co-pays and those things. Part D is in dog. That's the drug benefit that where you can get your standalone prescription drug plan, but that's a separate ID card. Part C is the Medicare Advantage program, and the beauty of all that is the all-in-one. All those different things I just described to you, you get all combined with a little bow on top that gives you one ID card, plus also the value-added benefits. I think we talked about that last year, some of the extras that you get with Medicare Advantage that your listeners know and love. Things like the no-cost gym membership, dental, vision, and hearing. Those are all things that you get with Medicare Advantage through Humana that you do not get with those traditional Medicare benefits I opened up with.
Well, what should we keep in mind when choosing Medicare Advantage?
So Bill, there are three very, very important things your listeners should consider. First and foremost, of course, is the premium, right? What's the monthly cost? The good news is a lot of the Humana plans are zero premium. You don't pay anything. But if there is a premium, you want to know that, right? If you have a fixed income, you're trying to manage your budget every month, you want to know if that comes off the top because you have to pay it. Mm-hmm. The second thing are what are the benefits? And so you think about things like what is my copay? The good thing about Medicare Advantage is they're typically all flat fixed copay. So you think about, is it a $10 copay to see my primary care, a $5 copay? What about my specialist? And God forbid you ever have to go to the hospital, if you did, you might want to know what that would cost you, right? What is the cost associated with that? And the probably the bigger one that most people do use is that prescription drug component that's all included with Humana Medicare Advantage. Because a lot of your listeners may be on maintenance medications, right? They're taking drugs for diabetes, cholesterol, high blood pressure. Those are things you take every month, and therefore it is an expense for you every month. And it's important to know that up front. And the thing about the prescription drug, Bill, is it's confusing, right? Because it's in these names, we can't pronounce half of them. What tier are they? Generic? Are they brand? The good news for your listeners is that we have a website on humana.com/Medicare that if you plug in those drugs, we can calculate the expected cost for you over a 12-month period, which is great because it's the premium thing. Yeah. What better thing to know than a year in advance what I'm going to spend on these drugs? And the Medicare.gov website also has a really, really neat compare tool. So if you wanted to survey not just Humana, but the other plans that are out there, you do the same thing. You go in, you plug in your drugs, the names, the milligrams you're taking, you hit calculate, and all the plans you selected in your zip code that you wanted to review, it gives you expected out-of-pocket costs for each of those plans. So what could be more powerful than that kind of information when you're trying to determine the best plan for you going forward?
What a great service, Jeff. I mean, this is awesome. We're talking with Jeffrey Fernandez, currently serves as Vice President of Western Segment for the Medicare Advantage Products and Market Point at Humana, and helping us understand, you know, what we need to do in preparation for this open enrollment period that starts October the 15th and will continue until December the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day of all days, I guess, huh? So you don't want to be caught with any surprises on the 7th. So this is why we're talking about it now, so that, you know, as we say, it's so much of this is about preparation. In terms of re-enrolling in Medicare every year, we don't have to re-enroll. It's just we're just updating our coverage, right? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, so what will happen is if you're an existing Humana member, you'll get something in the mail called an annual notice of change. And what it'll do is it'll be a letter that it'll say, here are your benefits in 19, here's what they look like in 20. If there are any changes, it will outline them there for you to review. If you love what you have already and you love what's going to be in 2020, then you file that away in a safe spot somewhere, and you don't do anything else. You don't have to send us a letter. You don't have to call us, nothing. You will automatically get re-enrolled in the same program. So that's what makes it so easy. Now, if you wanted to make a change, of course, you would do that. You could call Humana and get that done over the phone, or, of course, you could do it via the website.
Exactly. And, boy, I'll tell you, the information at the website is extensive and beneficial. It is well worth your while to survey it. You might be surprised at what you could learn even at the website. So, Jeffrey, remind everybody where they should go for more information.
Humana.com/Medicare or Medicare.gov. And you can also call us at 1-800-213-5286 if you want to talk to somebody live and in person. We have licensed agents for that.
Well, Jeffrey Fernandez from Humana right here on Bill Martinez Live. Jeff, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans? Save it? Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, here it is. It is time for us to go to Hollywood, California. And a little, you know, sadness on their face because of what happened at Dodger Town yesterday.
To Bill Martinez live.
Here it is. You've got, you know, so many games during the season. They won. It was almost an automatic that they should, you know, go to the next round of the championship series. But not to be done. Howie Kendrick just ripped the heart right out of them with that grand salami.
Yeah, I guess so. Not happy news, but there is good news.
Yes.
There is good news in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Joker numbers are...
Oh, okay. Oh, we're back to the movies. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Of course.
Movies.
Yes.
This is a movie segment, not a sports segment.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, but it's L.A. I thought I'd, you know, filter it in just to let them know that, hey, you're more than just a movie guy. I mean, you know what's happening.
You're
top of all this stuff here.
Ah, of course, yes. But we always try to look at the bright side. And,
yes,
this week, it's the Joker. The numbers were just massive. It opened last weekend. It became the biggest October opening ever in cinematic history.
Almost 22,000 per theater, Steve-O?
Yeah, it's big.
Wow, that's incredible.
The number was 247 million internationally.
Wow. They better not upset the Chinese, man. If they upset the Chinese, that stuff goes down in the tank real quick.
It does indeed. That's a big market these days. And the other thing, it got a B-plus cinema score. This is the excellent
thing
to do from the audience, B-plus, the audience being primarily male under 35 years of age. Mm-hmm. No surprise there.
Steve-O, real quick, because the controversy of the Joker, you know, all the lead-up and everything, the warnings were out there. You know, this is a big number in spite of that, you know, because there had to be some headwinds that people were facing on this. Some people probably deciding not to go the first weekend, maybe.
Well, maybe so, but maybe it was because of that. I mean, controversy, it certainly, you know, had people talking, and so as a result, I talked to several people that saw it. They thought it was terrific, dark, disturbing, violent, but, you know, a good time at the Cineplex, I guess.
I guess, right.
All right, that was number one, Abominable number two, Downton Abbey number three, Hustlers number four, and It chapter two, rounding out the top five. We have an interesting weekend this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Gemini Man. This is the latest Will Smith
movie. Yes.
Yeah. It's directed by Ang Lee. He did Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, award-winning director. People had high hopes for this, but unfortunately, The critics aren't feeling the love here. Only 30% are recommending. Gemini Man is about this hitman, over-the-hill hitman, faces off against a younger clone of himself. So you have Will Smith basically facing off against the fresh Prince from Bel-Air.
Mm.
And that's what the critics are saying. Kind of an interesting concept, but the plot really isn't what it could be. But, you know, that's the critics. Check out the trailer. See what you think. It's Will Smith. He has a big following, so that might do well.
Will Smith seems to have had, a tough time. As talented as he is, I don't know if it's just the selection of movies or just a tough run because, he's not necessarily money in the bank, is he?
He needs a hit.
Yes.
And I don't know that this will be it. So Gemini Man out there. It's about this Will Smith starring as Henry Brogan, this elite assassin who's suddenly targeted and pursued by a mysterious young operative who is his clone. That's what's going on.
Okay.
And then we have the Addams Family. Remember the Addams Family?
Oh, yes.
With that great theme song that gets stuck in your head. Da-da-da-dum. Yep, we're snapping our fingers. That's
right.
It. This, I think, this is a PG-rated film, so you can take the entire crew. I watched the trailer. I thought, it's another film. Mm-hmm. But I was actually laughing throughout the trailer. It's a one-joke situation. They basically are this creepy family and all of the things that go along with that.
Just in time for the holiday.
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
It hasn't been reviewed for the critics, but you can check out the trailer, see what you think. It could be one for you and the family this weekend. What they do essentially is they move into this neighborhood. The Addams Family moves into a neighborhood in New Jersey, and mayhem ensues. Also, the people have been talking about this for quite some time. It is El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie. Now, I wasn't a big fan of the show. I have nothing against it, just never really got into it. But people have been waiting for the Breaking Bad movie to come out, and this is the weekend. It is premiering in several theaters, but also available on Netflix first thing Friday morning, 8 a.m., which I think is at East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to see it, you can check it out in the comfort and convenience of your own home if you have Netflix this weekend. What this movie does is reunites fans with Jesse Pinkman, played by Aaron Paul. And in the wake of his dramatic escape from captivity, Jesse must come to terms with his past in order to forge some kind of future. That is all we know. But if you check out the trailer, it's one of the better trailers out there. I mean, it really is well done. It doesn't give away a whole bunch, but it does certainly pique your interest. El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie, out this weekend. Another film called The House of the Devil. You'd think Halloween is coming up.
Yeah, you think so, huh?
Hmm. House of the Devil. Rarely does a horror film get an 87% rating from Rotten Tomatoes, but that's what we have here.
Wow.
It's got a great cast. Jocelyn Donahue, Greta Gerwig is in this one. And this is about Sam, this pretty college sophomore so desperate to earn some cash for a deposit on an apartment that she accepts a babysitting job even after she finds out there's no baby, which should be a red flag.
I'm just saying. Yep.
Just saying.
Yep.
And you have Mr. and Mrs. Ullman. They're this older couple who lure Sam out to their creaky, creepy Victorian mansion deep out in the woods just in time for the total lunar eclipse. All kinds of red flags here. So Megan, played by Greta Gerwig, is Sam's best friend. She gives her a ride out to the house and reluctantly leaves her there despite suspecting that something could be amiss. You think? Victor at times seems like this creepy guy lurking around the house, but quickly makes it clear that Sam will end this night in a bloody fight for her life. Is that a horror film? Huh?
Ah, the thrill.
87%.
I can hear the music. It's coming to a crescendo. Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another movie here, which we have seen this idea done before. But remember the movie Her that came out in 2013 with Joaquin Phoenix about the guy who falls in love with his phone, his operating system?
Oh, yes.
That
right.
Was voiced by Scarlett Johansson. This is along the same ideas, but it takes it to a new level. This is called Jexy. Hasn't been reviewed for the critics yet, but it's an interesting idea. You got Phil, played by Adam Devine. He has major dependency issues. He's addicted to his phone. He doesn't have any friends. And he has this job writing pop culture top 10 lists. And his love life is completely non-existent. But his Facebook status is about to change, as they say. He's forced to upgrade his phone, and the latest model comes with an unexpected feature. Jex an AI life coach, virtual assistant, and cheerleader. And with her help, Phil begins to get a real life. And as he becomes less dependent on his phone, Jexy's artificial intelligence morphs into a tech nightmare determined to keep Phil all to herself. So you got a smartphone here.
A possessive AI character. Oh, go figure.
And issues. She's possessive, jealous, and dangerous. You might want to check out Jexy. It's a interesting take on this particular topic. Also out, a movie that a lot of people have been talking about in cinematic circles, as they say. This is called Parasite. And this is the first Korean film to win the top prize at Cannes, and did so this year, the Palme d'Or Prize. 100% of the critics are recommending this.
100%? When do critics, you get 100% agreement? Were they in the bubbly for a little bit, or what was going on?
For a movie like this, it really is getting great reviews. It's directed by Bong Joon-ho. He's the Korean. And this is a pitch-black modern fairy tale, as they say. This is about the Park family, this picture of aspirational wealth, and the Kim family, rich in street smarts, but not much else. And be it chance or fate, these two houses are brought together, and the Kims sense a golden opportunity, and they take advantage of it. However, a parasitic interloper threatens the Kims' newfound comfort. A savage and underhanded battle for dominance breaks out. You might want to check this out. It's called Parasite, out this weekend, with 100% of the critics recommending that one. And a lot of good stuff here. We have another movie called Little Monsters. Kind of an interesting idea. This follows Dave, played by Alexander England, who's this washed-up musician who volunteers to chaperone his nephew's kindergarten class on a field trip after taking a serious liking to the fearless school teacher, Miss Caroline, played by Lupita Nyong'o. Now, Dave's intentions are complicated by the presence of the world's most famous kid show personality and the competition for Miss Caroline's affections, Teddy McGiggle, played by Josh Gad. One thing none of them bargain for, however, is a zombie attack, which I guess happens, these zombie outbreaks.
Well, I'll tell you, that'll mess up more romances than ever, you know? I mean, between AI with an attitude and, you know, being possessive, and then you get zombies thrown into it. Of course, that's a different movie, but still.
It's all being brought together in this movie called Little Monsters, and it is out this weekend for your cinematic enjoyment. Also,
yeah, I see. After this, you need a therapist, you know, a therapist with your popcorn.
If you're seeing all these at the, you know, this weekend, yes, you would definitely would need some counseling. Another here called The Dead Center is out there as well, about a hospital psychiatrist questioning his own sanity and being pushed to the edge in a mental hospital. So there you go, The Dead Center out as well. It will be The Joker number one this weekend, and it looks like The Addams Family will come in number two.
That's yeah, exactly. On, huh? Well, and Downton Abbey continues to hang in there, right? I mean,
Abbey and the Hustler movie, the movie that refuses to die.
Right, exactly. And Judy moved out. They doubled the amount of screens, almost tripled the amount of screens, and still, I think a movie well worth seeing, too.
Yes, I think so.
And Zellweger did a great job on that.
No excuse to stay home this weekend.
No, exactly. You know, large popcorn, light on the butter. We'll see you there at the Cineplex. Steve, have a great weekend, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you. Steve Evans, the movie guy. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is George Norris.